says that he says Mike.
The Gemara at the very top of Daf Vav Maralev tells us the Chiddush of Ravashi that it's enough if you hear the Kan Kulmasa and Kan Megilta. And the question, of course, is the following. Number one, what exactly does this mean? The sound of? And then the further question, how does this relate to the previous machlokas that we had between Rabba and Rabba? So Rashi already quotes two different deos. Exactly what is the sound of the kumos, or the sound of the Megillah? So the first day in Rashi simply is referring to the tikkun hakumos and the tikkun haklaf. We're not referring to the ksiva, but rather the hechsher ksiva. The hechsher ksiva. Obviously, it's necessary before the sofer begins to go ahead and to work the klaf, to go ahead and to perfect the quill, and therefore that indeed is what we're referring to. The Rush here in Simen Gimel, as well as Tosus Rush, points out clearly that there's no halacha of lishma when it comes to the tikkun hakumos and the tikkun haklav. We'll see later in the Masechta and Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. When it comes to Kisvei HaKodesh, it's true that there is halacha of ibud lishma, but obviously that's not what we're dealing with here. When it comes to a get, there is no such need whatsoever. So it's not that halacha this is required, but obviously we're dealing with indicators, we're dealing with simanim. There are certain requirements of the ksiva and the chasima. And the question is, can we connect the dots? Oh, if this was true at the time of the tikkun haklav, then certainly that's considered to be sufficient, and that would carry through even when it comes to the ksiva itself. For example, that it's necessary to have a ksiva lishma. So if the time of the hechsher ksiva, I realize that this is absolutely lishma. How can that be done? Well, I'll tell you one of two ways, right? Rov Rishonim, and then the Hagosa Shri quotes Rabbi Nechananel here in Simen Gimel. Rov Rishonim is the following, that during the Tikkun HaKumos, the Tikkun HaKlav, so you know what, I hear the Sofer says that I'm preparing the klav in order to write the get for this particular couple. Okay, so there was a representation of lishma. It wasn't Bishas Ksiva, but it was at the time of the Hechsher Ksiva. Oh, so the Chiddush Ravashi, that maybe that's considered to be sufficient. The other possibility, Hagosa Shri writes in Simen Gimel, in the Neir Ben Chananel, even more of a Chiddush, maybe I don't hear anything at all from the Sofer. The Sofer doesn't say a word. But you know what? But before the Sofer even begins, isn't one of the aspects of lishma what we call tzivui habal? Tzivui habal. You know, we pointed out earlier in the year there's such a chiddush of the Tosas and Erevin that midaraisa, a get is a get kosher even if it doesn't have tzivui habal. As long as the sofer writes it, lishma, it's a slow day, it's a slow season, and the sofer knows that his next door neighbors are not getting along, right? He hears the tumult every day, every night. So he goes ahead and writes again, having this couple in mind. So everything's good. Lishma, lishma. But it wasn't authorized. It wasn't authorized by the Baal. A chiddush, one day in Tosas writes, midaraisa, that's called lishma. It was done, the shem kach. As opposed to arguing, no, it's not halachan, hachana sachefza, l'shem sefer Torah, l'shem tefillin, l'shem mezuzah, l'shem get. It means that the ksiva is part of the ma'isa gerushin. And that has to be initiated by the Baal, by the Baal. And therefore, that's how he initiates the Maisa Gerishin, by the Tzivui, the Tzivui HaBaal, the Kisvu, Kisvu Getzeh. And therefore, so the Hagos Rasha writes the following. So imagine that you witness the Tzivui HaBaal. The Baal goes ahead and says to the Sofer, I want you to go ahead and to write this get. And when did this happen? Obviously, it didn't happen b'shas ksiva. B'shas ksiva? But in the middle of the ksiva, the Baal shows up and says, this is what should be done. You know when there was the tzivui habal? At the time of the tikkun hakumos in the klaf. In other words, that you hear the Baal coming forward, and immediately, okay, the sofer gets out the pen. I mean, the sofer starts preparing the klav. Oh, so that's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Chananel. So that's what Rav Ashi tells us, that if you hear the tzivui habal, and it's not a detached tzivui habal, it's attached to, not necessarily to the ksiva, but attached to the hechsher ksiva. Ooh, even that's considered to be sufficient. Wow. So two possibilities in terms of what it is that the shliach heard. Did he actually hear anything from the sofer? Or maybe one could argue he heard the tzivui habal in the first day in Rashi that this was heard at the time of the hechsher, the hachana, the hechsher ksiva. Ooh, Rashi continues and says that the v'li nira, that maybe that's not sufficient. Maybe more is considered to be needed. When you look in the Beis Yosef, right, in Simen Kuf Mem Beis, the Beis Yosef writes that that's this v'li nira of Rashi, that anything that you used as an indicator, let's say of Lishma, that has to be indicated at the time of the Ksiva, at the time of the Ksiva. So therefore, we're not talking about preparing the Komos, but we're actually referring to the writing in and of itself. That the sofer says that he is going to write Lishma, and all of a sudden now I hear the sounds of writing. The sounds of writing. But in Achinami, if the sofer would make this representation, and all I would hear is the tikkun haklav, maybe that would not be sufficient. Because after all, it's necessary even to connect the dots that what I see is related directly to the maisa ksiva, the ksiva in and of itself. And otherwise one could argue that, what do you mean, that maybe an imlach, the fact that he went ahead and prepared the klav, and he was preparing the klav, that was his intent. But if I can't affirm that seamlessly he was writing the get, so isn't there a disconnect? And therefore, the kol has to be b'shas haksiva, b'shas haksiva. So therefore, two different deus in terms of the kol of the sofer, the kol of the baal, and also the question of, does that have to be mamish b'shas haksiva, or can that be even at the time of the hechsher ksiva? But that's the Beis Yosef quotes in Simen Kuf Mem Beis that realize this first day of Rashi is a very great chiddush. That not only is an indicator enough, but the indicator does not have to be b'shas ksiva. And we don't assume that, you know, nimlach, that maybe he began having in mind this, but otherwise not. After all, the Rush points out, isn't it obvious that if you would only hear the sofer, you would only hear the bell, but you wouldn't hear the call of the kumnas. The Rush writes, obviously that's no good. No? Just because there was intent of Lishma, if the process didn't begin, we're afraid that Shema Nimlach, that who says that the mindset now was the mindset that was reflected previously. So everybody agrees that the Ksiva Lishma has to be indicated at the time of the Ksiva, yes? And the first day of Rashi, the Chiddush, Mimin, at the time of the Hechsher Ksiva as well. When you look in the Rambam follows this V'li Nira of Rashi, that the Hachana Sachefts is not enough. It has to be B'shas Ksiva. When the Rambam describes this in Achos Gerish and Perek Zayin of the Abayis, the Rambam writes, Afilu Shama Kol HaKumus. Oh, the Rambam quotes Rav Ashi. But here, the Rambam writes, Shama Kol HaKumus Kosev. Kosev. No, not the Hachanas HaKumus, but rather the Ksiva, the Ksiva. So that's an indicator. Oh, that's considered to be that which is sufficient. You know, with this in mind, we kind of look back. Someone of Elazar says that Shitachas is considered to be sufficient. Again, why exactly is that true? There is, again, we saw two possibilities. Is it because the Shitachas in and of itself is enough? Or no, just like the Kol Kumus, that as long as there's an umdana, there's a simon, siman milsa, there's an indicator, that's enough? So you know what? If a Kol HaKumus would be enough, can one argue that Shitachas also is considered to be enough? Well, when you realize that there was a representation of Lishma and something was written, so is that considered to be sufficient? And then we pointed out several possibilities. Either anything is a good enough indicator, Or, oh, the Chiddush of Rashi, that no, you know, something that is written has to represent the Ikar HaGet, the Torah. No, the Shema Ish, the Shema Isha, perhaps the Zman, or Tosus, it has to be the Tchilas HaKsiva, Because if the Tchilas HaKsiva is done there, we assume seamlessly that that continued. Oh, what about if there was a break in the middle? Oh, that's going to be the Sugid Avav. What happens in the case of Yotze V'Nichnas? Yotze V'Nichnas. If the sofer takes a break in the middle, can I assume that the lishma that was clearly evident before continues even after that particular break? That's what the Ramban writes. That's the dion of Yotze V'Nichnas. So here the Ramban writes, for example, Lachiv Gimel Vachos Gerishin, Afilu Shama Kol Kumus Kosei. Ooh. The Ramban says, you know, it's enough to hear the sound of the writing, as long as it's the writing of the get, it's not the Hachanas Hachefza. But then the Rambam adds a further chiddush. Now, v'chosmu ha'edim b'fanav. V'chosmu ha'edim b'fanav. That's a stunning contrast, right? V'kol ha'kumus is good enough, the Rambam writes, for ksiva. But clearly, v'chosmu ha'edim b'fanav, that the chasima, you eyeball, no? There the Rambam does not write that, you know what, you can rely on v'kol ha'kumus for the ksiva and the chasima. The Rambam writes this chiddush of Rav Ashi is Shama Kol HaKumus Kosev, that I understand. But the Chasima, Chas Mo'edim Lefanav, that's good enough to say Lefanav Nechtav, Lefanav Nechtav. That's an important deal as well. That chiddush that Rav Ashi writes, is that referring just to the Chasima? Or is it even referring to the Chasima as well? Okay, so Diyuk and Rambam. The Rambam writes Kol HaKumus Kosei, but V'chas Mo'edim B'fanav. This is limited to, okay. A further deal is as follows. So good, the Chiddush of Rav Ashi is that it's enough to hear the sound of. So what was the Hemshech of the Gemara? The Gemara had Rav Ashi that you have to be able to affirm Kol Os V'Os. And Rav Elazar said, no, Shita Achas. And all of a sudden, Rav Ashi writes, and even the kol. Do I have a right to argue that, look, when Rav Ashi said, afilu kol, no? The afilu is referring back to the statement of Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar said the shita achas is sufficient. So when Rav Ashi says that, you know what, we're talking about the kol, that would mean the kol of even shita achas. The kol of shita achas. But would argue, not necessarily. That's a further point. When you look in the Beis Yosef, in Simon Kuf Mem Beis, the Beis Yosef writes that this afilu of Rav Ashi is modifying Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar said that, you know what, the shita achas is considered to be that which is sufficient. So you know what? Shita achas means the kol hakumus of shita achas. I don't have to hear the kol mitchilas of itself. I don't have to hear the call of the writing for the entire 20 minutes it's going to take to write that get. But the call of Shita Achas is considered to be sufficient. That is a sufficient indicator. When you look in Tosus Arash, the Tosus Arash writes the following. You know what? That maybe that should depend to an extent on these two biurim of Rashi. When we say you hear the kol hakumus, so the kol hakumus of what? Of what? See, if you argue it's the kol hakumus of the hechsher ksiva, the preparation, well, obviously that's not mitchilasa v'atzofa. That's tchilasa v'atzofa. That is arguing that, you know what, as long as you hear something that indicates that, yes, it was nichta, that's considered to be sufficient. That something can even extend to the Hechsher Ksiva, even though that you didn't hear the Kol HaKosei. Oh, so obviously, there's no requirement of a Kol Mitchilasa V'Atzofa. We're arguing that the Kol is sufficient, even if all you're hearing is the sound of preparing the Kumus. Okay, if that's really true, L'chor, of course, that Rav Ashi is being built on Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar's position is, you don't have to see everything. Even a short window is sufficient. So, there's a double chiddush now of Rav Ashi. No? Chiddush number one is that short window can even include the Hachana. The Hachana. And number two, you don't have to eyeball. It can even be the Kol of the Hachana. The Kol of the Hachana. Realize that's such a Chiddush. The Kol of the Hachana. No, so it takes Rav Elazar. You don't have to see everything. That's clear. And goes a step further. Afilu. Meaning that what you do see doesn't even have to be the Ksiva. And you don't even have to see. After all, as if we're dealing with just simply an umdana, an indicator that that's true. Good, you know, when I see a sofer who meticulously is preparing the quill, and he says he's doing so in order to begin this ksiva saged, that's considered to be enough. The Tosfos Rosh points out that if you hold like the second day of Rashi, and the second day of Rashi is, it's the Kol HaKosei, the Kol HaKosei. So, the Chiddush of Rashi is that you don't have to see, but you have to hear. One Chiddush. You don't have to hear. It's hearing is enough. You don't have to see. How much do you have to see? How much do you have to hear? Oh, you know what? That's Machlokas Rashi and Rav Elazar. There's no hechrech to assume that Rav Ashi is taking a stand on this issue, no? If you assume Rav Ashi, the Kol Kumas means the Hachana, that cannot fit with the Shita of Rav Achim, no? That clearly is within Rav Elazar and more. Rav Elazar who says the Shita Achas. So I'm telling you that Shita Achas doesn't have to be Shita Achas. It can even include Hachana. But if you're Garner as Rav Achim, you have to see every word that's written. That would be absurd. Either every word that's written or the preparation of the quill. How would that work in any shape or form? So if all that's meant is the preparation of the quill, okay, so that means that Rav Elazar, a rejection of Rashi, and more. If you assume, like, no, the Belinir of Rashi, it means the Kol HaKosei. So I would say Rav Ashi is limited to one Chiddush. And that is, you don't have to see, but you know what, that it's true. Lo te shmi gdola meriya, but shmi is also sufficient. What you have to hear, you know, I would double back. What you have to hear, well, it really depends. Either you can argue as Rav Elazar that all you have to hear is mixas, or maybe like Rav Achi, you have to be able to hear everything. So that's a possibility that Tosfos Rosh writes, that the Kol HaKumus, meaning the writing, could be mitchilaso itself. There's no hechrech to assume that this is like Rav Elazar against the Chiddush of Rav Achi. So again, so these 2 days of Rashi are also relevant, not only in terms of what it is that you're seeing, but do we assume mikzas, or do we assume it's considered to be that in its entirety? Now this Chiddush, we pointed out in the Rambam Shita, no, that kol is fine. Yeah, but kol is only helpful when it comes to the ksiva, but not when it comes to the chasima. Not when it comes to the chasima. We'll have to see why indeed that's true. Okay, when it comes to the ksiva, an indicator is going to be sufficient. But if you're being made a chasima seidim, you have to witness the chasima seidim. That's what the kiyum shtar is that I witness the chasima seidim. So maybe, yes, one can rely on that sense of umdana when it comes to the ksiva, that if it's clear that the sofer is writing lishma, that's sufficient. But if I want to identify the signature of, that's something that re'i indeed is necessary. That's mufurish in the Ritva. Mufurish in the Ritva. The Ritva is on Daf Chav Gimel. Mufurish in the Ritva. That the kol haksiva would not help when it comes to the chasima. And we pointed out it's pretty compelling in the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes, you heard the sound of the writing and you saw the chasima seidim. No? But I'll tell you, poshut shat, that this is against this single line in the top Tosfos. It's against this single line in the top Tosfos, no? Because Tosfos is bothered by the phone. If you have to see, you have to see. But now that we're arguing that Re'i is really Lav Dafka, you just have to be able to affirm. And that affirmation can be established even through a kol. oh, so now Tosus is really bothered. So why is it that a summa is possible, obvious again? Why can't someone who's blind play this role? You'll tell me he can't see the ksiva. We just said he doesn't have to see the ksiva. No? The kol kumasa, the kol megilta is considered to be sufficient. So a summa should be a candidate for that as well. So Tosus is very bothered, no? Tosus is very bothered. So Tosus says, okay, we'll have to see exactly what Tosus is referring to. Lo dummy the summa. I still wouldn't compare a person who has the capability of seeing who hears to a summa who is incapable of seeing. Okay, so lo dummy. So even though the kol kumas is good enough, but still the sugi nefchav gimel, that a summa is possible, lo bias aget. No, I'll tell you the following. According to the Rambam, this question would not even begin. No? The Rambam writes that, like, you're coming forward and you're attesting to the ksiva and the chasim. So even if I argue, when it comes to the ksiva, that we don't require that ksiva lishma is b'tchilas avat sofo. Certainly not. There you're talking about the mindset of the sofer. Did he do so lishma? So you know what? If there's an indicator that that's true, that's considered to be sufficient. So if the sofer says, I'm about to go and do this lishma, then that's good enough. And maybe that's even good enough at the time of the hachana saksiv as well. But if you are being made that Adam signed the kiyum hashtar nachasimos, well, we're not talking about what was the mindset of. We're talking about, are you in a position to be made that these are the Eidei Chasima, that the Rambam writes requires Ri'iya. So the Rambam writes the whole Chiddush of the Kol HaKumos is only when it comes to the Ksiva, not when it comes to the Ri'iya. So if I ask you, what about a Summa? Obviously a Summa, no. No? What can a Summa say? What's the most a Summa can say? Right, that what, he heard sounds of writing? And what, he heard signs of signing? Of course that's insufficient for Chasima. No? According to this Rambam, Tosus is Kasha, lo dummy the Summa. Of course lo dummy the Summa. No? Of course lo dummy the Summa. Because there are different steps. One step, the mindset of the sofer, we can rely on Umdana, because that's what it is. Reliance on Umdana. But when it comes to the Chasima, if I'm being made that these are the Eidei Chasima, that requires Ri'iya. That requires absolute Ri'iya. So you know who gives this teretz? That Summa is out of the question. Because the kol is only function when it comes to Ksiva, not when it comes to Ksiva. Oh, that's the Ritva. That's the Ritva of Gimel. And this very sugi, the Tosus quotes, Lakaman Chav Gimel Aleph. The Ritva is Mafurish. That this whole issue is only relevant when it comes to Ksiva, not when it comes to Chasima. The Chasima means there's Eidus on the Chasima. And there's no way a Summa could do that, so obviously a Summa's out. You don't have to come on to any other difference. Rayalariya, ain't no Rayalariya. It's irrelevant. The Summa's not a candidate at all. And the Ritva writes, ooh, the Shita say, of course, a Summa out of the question, because Kol Kumas is only when it comes to the Ksiva. The expectation is you're going to see the Chasima. You're going to see the Lishma. What do you mean you're going to see the Lishma? Lishma means you're putting things together, no? That it's evident from the manner in which the sofer is writing that this is his mindset. By definition, the mindset of means that we're working with a presumption, with an umdana, you know, that, oh, he began this way, we assume he'll continue. He said he's going to Lishma, that's indeed what he did. So an umdana can be more elastic, more general. Maybe that can even allow for the kol of the kolmas. Wow. And I'll tell you the following Chiddush. Ooh, now the Ritva goes even a step further. And that's against the whole argument of the Rebbe. You know what the Ritva writes? Ooh, let's take a step back. why are any of these things good? Why are any of these things good when it comes to ksiva? Why would I argue that a kol is good? Why would I argue that shita achas is good? Why would I say that any of these things are good? Any of these things are good. Why would that be the case? No? So we had the Deya real in opposition to this Ritva. The Ravid, no? The Ravid was so bothered. How in the world is the Rif passing like Rav? Good? Because what's the problem? According to Rava, you don't really need to affirm Lishma. That's a given that the Sofrim are doing so Lishma. The Sofrim are becoming doing so Lishma. Why is anything necessary? Oh, so such a Chiddush that, you know what, this is not a Lishma issue at all. This is just Lo Asi Lachlufe became Shtaros Balma. That was the position of the Ritva. And the Ravid felt, absolutely not. No? What was the Ravid's reasoning? If the whole purpose of a Fani Nichtav was only to distinguish that from a regular Kiyam Ashtar, so what, Rav Achi would say, you need Kolos Vos? And even Rav Elazar would say, you need none of Shita Achas. And Shita Achas would have to be Rashi Vikr Haget, or Shita Achas would have to be the Tchila. So the Ravid, the Chiddush, no, brought all of this as a Raya that we should pass him like Rabbah. And that's what bothered the Ravid. How can the Rav pass him like the view of Rabbah? No? The opposite Shita is the Shita of the Ritva, where the Ritva writes that all of this is only Aliba Darava. All of this is on the Aliba Darava. If Rav Ashi says the kol is good enough, what, a kol is Eidus? A kol is Eidus? How can I say before I nichtav, if all I did was hear a kol? You know what the answer to that is? This is all only according to Rava. And this is a raya that we should pass on like Rava. Against the Rav, who uses this as a Rav, we should pass him like Rabbah. That if the only reason for Fani Nichtav is necessary, it is because Osi Lachul became Shtaros Balma. So all we have to do is require something more than a typical Shtar. When it comes to a typical Shtar, all I'm interested in is the Chasim. Here, all of a sudden, we say more is needed. Why is more needed? Because this is a get. This is not a Shtar. More is necessary. More is necessary can be shikachas. In Rav Ashi's Chiddush, that more is necessary can even be a kol. Can even be a kol. But all of this is only aliba derav. Wow. So all of this is the ritual of shitas, you know? All of this is only aliba derav. Aliba derav. That we're not bothered by a lishma issue. Let me ask you, if that really is true, the whole issue is us that live kim shtaros v'alma. So, obviously, all of this only applies to the ksiva, to the ksiva. What about when it comes to the chasima? When it comes to the chasima, well, of course you need re'iyah mamish, no? Of course you need re'iyah. What is kiyum shtaros in general? You're mekayim the shtar based on an intuition, based on a sound. You're mekayim the shtar based on the re'iyah of the chasima seidim. So the Ritva writes that Chiddush number one, the whole Kol Kumas is only Aliba Derava, right? Chiddush number two is that it's only going to apply for Ksiva, not for Chasima. The Ksiva is only necessary Lo Asi Lachlufe. The Chasima is necessary Mikra Adin, that you need Kiyum Shtaros. Daraisa Drabanan, you need Kiyum Shtaros. And if that is true, then well, of course Sum is part of the picture. Of course, Sum is out of the picture. Because whoever this Shliach is going to be, he's going to have to eyeball the Chasima. And if he can't do that, there's no question whatsoever. So those are important Chidushim of the Ritva, no? Mamish against. Right, the Ravid. The Ravid assumes that this is all Ibad Rabbah. Which means that somehow we're assuming that the Shmiah is going to be what? Tantamount to Re'iyah. Tantamount to Re'iyah. If the Shmi is going to be tantamount to Re'iyah, guess what? I have a kasha. What about Chav Gimel? Why is a Suma no good? If this is essential, this is absolutely necessary, because we have to affirm not only the Chasima, but even the Ksiv Lishma, and the Chiddush is that, you know what? We can use even a coal to reach that bar. Oh, so what in the world is wrong with the Suma? What in the world is wrong with the Suma? No? So that's an important Tahara, right? The Yamshel Shlomo, right here, writes in Simen Tes, that you see from the whole Kasha of Tosus, the whole Kasha of the Rosh, from Suma, that they disagree fundamentally with this Ritva, and as he pointed out, with the Rambam. Because if you're going to argue that you need Re'ir for the Chasima, there's nothing to discuss. So if you look in Rishonim that are kind of giving you terutzim as to why Suma is no good, that means that Kol would be a candidate even for the Chasim as well. Well, so Tosus just simply writes, Lo dami lusuma. So Kol yes, but Suma no. What exactly is the difference? One possibly the Rosh writes. It's a technical one. The Rosh quotes this, the name of the Balei Tosus, a technical one. That, look, whatever the reason is, that we require b'fani nichta. But the bottom line is that Chazal's takana was b'fani nichta. The lashon shetikne chachamim was b'fani nichta. Sounds like a kind of technical nusach question, according to what the Rosh writes in the Balei Tosus. The affirmation is b'fani nichta. How can you allow a summa to come forward and say b'fani nichta? No, the whole thing is nirim divrei sheker. The Rosh writes the name of the Balei Tosus. It's in principle. Maybe yes, I could understand if a kol is good, it's good. But like in practice, how can that be? Right? Maybe in principle, if the Chachamim felt there was a need to include a summa, then they could have maybe argued that yes, a kol is considered to be sufficient, and therefore they would have phrased the affirmation differently. Not in terms of re'iyah, but in terms of yediyah, you know? In the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, the Torah describes Eidus, Nehuvuhu, Eid, Ora, Oyada. No? You can have sometimes Eide re'iyah, sometimes you can have Eide yediyah. Sometimes an aide can come forward and say, kind of, I know. No? Eide yediyah, without Eide re'iyah. Right? But whenever you have, for example, Eidos on a maisa bia, whether it's Kedushe bia, or whether it's Eidos on a rayos, we're talking about yediyah without necessarily absolute re'iyah samaisa. That's true when it comes to Kedushe bia. No? When you look in the back of the Rambam Menashim, the first Chuvas Maminas, there the Chuvas Maminas writes the following. It's clear that Kedushe Bia requires not Mamish Re'iyah Samaisa, but Yediyah. What about Kedushe Kesef? Can I argue that should be true when it comes to Kedushe Kesef as well? And that's the Hagos Maminas' case, now that these were the Eidei Kedushin. This wasn't Kedushe Bia, this was a typical chasana. A ring was given, but guess what? There was an obstructed view. Well, the chasan says Hariyat, and all of a sudden, you know what? Someone leaned in, a photographer, no, and it obstructed the view of the Eidim, and a split second later, they saw the ring on her finger, and guess what? No one kind of came and left. No, the two of them are standing there, and they saw this, and they see that, but they didn't see this. No? So that's how the Gos Maminas begins. Look, when it comes to Kedushe Bia, you know, seeing graphics is not necessary. No, you don't have to have a granular view. But is that only true by the nature of Kedushe Bia or Rachman Lislan Arayos? Or can I argue something profound, and that is, you know what, that Yediyah is sufficient. Even without Riyah Samais. Here, the Rush points out as follows, that Maybe in principle one could have argued that if we know this is lishma, that's sufficient. But the nusach of Chazal is b'fanei nichta. Right? On technical grounds, the nusach of Chazal means that not to sum. Well. You know. There's a line in the Rush. This is a mashal, no? Rush and then the Varu Pesachim, no? The Rush is like debating, like when it comes to Maror, which is only Drabana Bizman Hazeh, so it's not really the mitzvah of Maror that requires a Karban Pesach. You know? Maror Bizman Hazeh is only a Din Drabanan. Is it so obvious for the Din Drabanan you need a Shir of a Kazayas? Shir of a Kazayas. Because if you're only doing it as a zecher, the Karban Pesach, so who says you need a shir? Who says you need a shir? You know, I can view the mitzvah of achilas maror one of two ways. One is, it's a mitzvah sachila derabanan, like a mitzvah sachila deraisa. Or maybe I could argue that no, that maror bizman hazeh without a karban pesach is just like a zeichel hamikdash. Zeichel hamikdash. Person breaks a glass under the chasana. I say, did the glass have a shir? You know, like a shir of what? A zeichel hamikdash. So that's the Rush's deal. The Rush's deal. That what is Marah? Matzah, of course. What is Marah Bizmanazah? Or what is Korech Bizmanazah? Zeich Lamikdash Kil, it's so obvious that you need a shear for Korech. Oh, so the Rush writes the following. Well, look, you make a bracha, Allah Achilas Marah, and Achila is a Kazayis, no? Achila by definition means if I make a Shua She'ochal, I have to eat a Kazayis. If I make a shvur shlo ochal, I'm not allowed to eat a kazayis. The word achila means kazayis. So the Rush writes, you make a bracha, b'al achila smara, you better eat a kazayis. So, you know, the Shagazari court, what does the Rush mean, no? Fundamentally or technically, no? Technically. Does it really mean it's just a zeichel davar? But if Chazal were koveya the nusach of achila, you have to accommodate the bracha, and you have to eat a kazayis? That sounds a little unusual, but that's what the Shagazari assumes is the beer of the Rush. Or does it mean something different? You know, the fact that Chazal were koveya the bracha of achilas maror is an indicator that it's a mitzvah achilas, not just a simple detached zeichel hamikdash. But the Shagazari really writes that maybe one could entertain that in a vacuum, achila of maror could be less, but you have to accommodate the bracha. And now the further diyun. I'm not making a bracha on Korech. Maybe yes, maybe no. I'm not making a bracha on Korech. Or maybe yes, maybe the bracha 5 minutes earlier applied to Korech. Let's assume I'm not making a bracha on Korech. So there is no brach issue. So maybe I can get by with having a little bit of the Korech. Because maybe what's driving this is the technical nusach. The technical nusach. Wow. That's what the Shagazari writes. Ah, such a chiddush. Take a look in Siman Kuf. So I'll tell you here, one day in the Rush is simply the following, that maybe one could have envisioned, you know, if it really would have been necessary to include a sum in the Shliach, we could have figured out a way to do that. We could have made the representation different. It wouldn't be v'fanai nichtav. It would be something else, that yadati shenichtav, as opposed to v'fanai nichtav. But once we're Chazal or Koveh, but funny nichtav in such a case, so therefore it's near in Kedivrei Sheker to have a Summa come forward and say that I witnessed. I would. Okay. Then the Rush gives a second possibility. But you know what? That the Kol Kumus and Kol Megilta is just step one. It's just step one. But it has to be followed by something. It has to be followed by something. The Kol Kumnus is only relevant in combination. In combination. Meaning the following. You know what? That, you know, I'm here, and the Gedi has been written there. And I hear the Sofer represent, or I hear the Tzivu Yabal, Rabbeinu Hanana. And I hear the Sofer writing. And guess what? You know, now I enter the room, and I eyeball the get. I eyeball the get. That there's a tfias ayin on the get itself. There's a tfias ayin on the get itself. you know, no one went in, no one went out. I really have to be concerned that, you know what, that this get is not that get. So the Rush writes the following, that the person is neman in combination, in a combination of hearing the writing and seeing the get, and seeing the get. Let's assume the chiddush of the Rambam, the chiddush of the Ritva. No, I heard the writing, but I witnessed the chasima. So even if you don't argue, witness the chasima, but I am able to see the get. Oh, so the Rush writes the following. The kol hakumos, together with the tfiya sign of the get, that's considered to be sufficient. And that would rule out the summa. Because with the summa, all you have is step one. You're not going to have step two. Well, if you look in the Rashbam Esugin of Chav Gimel writes, there is another variable, something that you have to be concerned about. If it's a typical shliach, that maybe you could take advantage of. If it was a summa, it was a summa. You know, our Gemara mentions a possibility of the Yotzei v'Nichnas. A Yotzei v'Nichnas, no? How does a Yotzei v'Nichnas help? You know, how exactly does that help? A Yotzei v'Nichnas, no? It means, you know what, I was there for 10% of the time, so as long as 10% of the food is kosher, we're good to go. Even though 90% is not. You can tell me, no, that's not how Yotzei v'Nichnas works. Yotzei v'Nichnas works, meaning since at any time, I'm not bound to a schedule, since at any time I can enter, that creates, what we call mirtas. Now, the person is always on edge. Because at any point in time, someone can come in. I don't have to knock. I can enter unannounced. That's how typically Yotzei v'Nichnas works. So the Rashba writes the following, that even though right here and now, all the shliach is hearing is the call, but at any point in time, he can enter to confirm that which he is hearing. And that element of confirmation is something which isn't critical. It's the sound in combination with the element of mirtas. Right? The Rashba is just the line, in the case of a summa, the sofer is not afraid at any point in time that the summa may enter, and all of a sudden, catch me doing something inappropriate. So the Chaznish writes, the Chelek of Nashim, and Simen Kuf Dalet. It doesn't mean that the sofer like is choshur. It means typically the element of mirtas of the Yotzei v'Nichnas. And therefore, if that doesn't exist when it comes to the Summa, so therefore they're not. That's one day that the Rashba writes. And then the Rashba continues, right, to Daf Chav Gimel, and refers you to the Chiddush of Reb Zeira, the Sugni Vamos, and Daf Kuf Dalet. Now, when it comes to an Eleim, a Sum in general, the Gemara often distinguishes between Roy Labia as opposed to Eino Roy Labia. Right. The Gemara has this principle when it comes to a mincha, no? Menachos Daf Kuf Gimel. A mincha has to be the appropriate combination of the shemen and solas that it could be mixed. If the shemen is in such a small quantity compared to the solas, that mixing is not even possible. It would just simply be absorbed. That's not a mincha kshira. Even though mixing is not likuva, bila mamish is not likuva, but you need raila bila. And therefore, the Gemara formulates this incredible principle based on karbi mincha, manachos kuf gimel, kol ha raila bila, bila ma kevespa. If it's ain raila bila, bila ma kevespa. I would have said this is like a detail when it comes to a karbi mincha. even if the mixing is not likuva, but the ingredients and the proportions, that's the definition of the mincha. And all of a sudden you see sugyas, unbelievable. Now, yevamos, nedarim, nida, where the Gemara expands this to be a soul, b'chol Torah kula. Unbelievable. Now, the kriya saparsha, that's the Gemara yevamos and daf kuf dalet, is not necessarily ikuv when it comes to chalitza. If you don't do the chalitza, it's not a chalitza. But if you don't have the kriya saparsha, it's not likuva. But you know what? If you're dealing with one who is incapable of the kriya saparsha, it's ain't a royal kriya. No, then those are not the conditions of chalitza. Pretty incredible. Or the Gemara Nedarim Daf Pei Gimel, that a baal can be mefer in neder even without hearing the neder. Shmi is not necessarily ikuva. But one who is incapable of Shmiya cannot be made for an edit. Wow. Or the Gemara, we discuss this in Ibn Samapo. We're talking about the Chachidas and Bidiyevids. No. That Beis Hasdarim does not require Bias Mayim. But it has to be Rayla Bias Mayim. If you have a Chatzitza Bepeh, that will invalidate Tvila, even though you don't have to open your mouth and let all the water rush in. You need Rayla Bias Mayim. Rayla Bias Mayim. The Gemara assumes like this is like a yesod. Tosus points out, just to explain this, Menachos, Daf Yud Ches, if the Torah says this, one thing is clear. You need the possibility of this, and this. Whether every detail in the parsha is leikuva, that we have to discuss. But one thing is clear, that you need the dvarim haksuvim beparsha. No? So if the Torah describes chalitza as chalitza and kriya and rakika, one thing is clear, is that a chalitza shera means that all of these are possible. What happens if, you know what, I did one, I forgot two, I did two, I forgot the third. Okay, we have to learn the sugyas. Not everything is li'ikuva, but Tosu says you need royla dvaram haksuvim b'parsha. You need like royla dila. So the Rashbi uses this principle that, you know, we can discuss whether eyeballing is absolutely essential, but the necessity that ri'iyah could occur, that's clear, and assume is in royal labila. Well, so that's what the Rashba writes. He invokes the principle of Rab Zeira. And then that essential terence of the Ritva. That, what are you talking about? That Shmi is only a possibility when it comes to a minor step, but not for anything more. And we pointed out that this is some meduyik in the Rambam Shita. The Rambam writes that again, that you know what, that even if Shama kol komus, but chasmu ha'edim b'fanav, and the diuk then of the Amshul Shlomo, that all these other Rishonim, they're not assuming this, seem to be arguing that, that a Shmiya Sakol could be good for Chasim as well. Otherwise, Suma's not even a candidate at all. Well, again, we mentioned that Machlokes, but then just to emphasize, the Ravid in the Ritva, this teretz that the Ritva gives, pretty incredible, that all of this is only a Liba Derava. Because all you have to do is just have something that indicates this is different than Kiyum Shtaris Valma. According to Rabbi Shita, there's no way in the world Shmiya Sakol would work. Even if it's a Shmiya Sakol, right, when it comes to the Ksiva Mitchilas of Asofa. And the Ravid disagrees and argues the whole deal of the Gemara is clearly that indeed is true. And this machlokes, right, the Ravid against the Ritva, is even true when it comes to the next lines of the Gemara regarding Nichnas V'yotze. What exactly is the question? The question of Nichnas V'yotze. The Ravid brings this as a Rai as well, that you have to paskin like Rambam. No? Because I understand, if you need something in principle, that's the starting point. Mitchilasa v'atzofa. So then I understand, what's the story with Nichnas V'Yotze? I'm not going to be satisfied that half the food is kosher, 90% of the food is kosher. I'm insisting on 100%. Oh, so the question is the following. If there's only absolute hashkacha intermittently, can I really affirm that everything is? That's exactly what the Ravid says, is the beer of the sugya. You need lishma. And everything has to be lishma. So can I really affirm that everything is lishma if we're talking about nichnas v'yotze kol yom kulo? Is that good enough? Is that good enough? But the whole deal, the Ravid writes, is aliba d'rabba. According to the view of Rava, why do you have to all you have to do is demonstrate that this is different from Kiyum Shtar HaSvalma. So you know what? We did that already. I have to be there for this window of time. The fact that I wasn't there for that window of time, or the fact that the sofer left and returned, why should that be insufficient to distinguish this from Shar Shtaros? In Shar Shtaros, all you need is Chasima. And here we're insisting you have to be there. So if I say being there means Yotze V'Nichnas, or even if the sofer leaves and comes back, I'm not bothered by that. Of course that's good. Oh, so that's the Chiddush then of the Raiva Shita. That Yotze V'Nichnas also is the Raimu Chachas, that this is all a Liba D'Rabba. And the Chiddush, of course, of the Braisa, is that we can affirm Lishma, even though Yotze V'Nichnas. And even though, as the Gemara explains, you know what? The sofer left, and he was Yotze D'Shul. And he returned. But you know what? If I can affirm that his mindset was one of Lishma, I don't have to assume that Nimlach, that he went to the Shul, he got completely distracted, he came back and forgot what his job description was, and now he started writing, whatever, get for somebody else. No, that's considered to be sufficient. And guess what? The Ritva writes exactly the opposite. Ritva Mamash writes exactly the opposite. That the possibility of Yotze V'Nichnas is only because this is Aliba D'Rava. This is only because Aliba D'Rava. Because the fact that I was there for part is enough. Because the only reason I have to be there is to say Moshem Shar Kim Shar Svahoma. But in a chinami the Ritva writes, unbelievable. If this is Aliba D'Rava and you have to affirm Lishma, how can you say it's all Lishma if Yatzel Lashuk? It's normal for a person who stops in the middle and goes to the market to become distracted. And how can you go ahead and affirm that everything was done Lishma? Because what? The beginning was. Tosa says the beginning means the sheet to Rishona, because Mistama Simu Lishma. So now the Gemara is raising a critical issue. If there was a Hefsik Bamsa, can we necessarily assume that that indeed is true? That's also a very fundamental machlokes, no? The Rive and the Ritva, that regard. So Mikotzala Kotzah, the Rive and the Ritva. And that should be so relevant, just simply in terms of how it is, then we should pass in. If one is assuming as the Ritva Shita that all this is Aliba D'Rava, we're not surprising at all that the Ritva is going to pass like the Shita of Rava. But if you're going to argue that no, the Rive, that the Gemara did ask Kashas and Daf Dalet, but the Gemara resolved all those kashas. And now the Hemshech of the Gemara is clearly assuming the issue of Lishma. So in such a case, therefore, how can it possibly be that the Rif is going to pass like Rav, ignoring the Shak Levitaria, which the Rav writes clearly, is Levita Rav, because B'chol HaTorah Kula, we don't always insist that eyeballing something means every second. There's a concept of Yotze V'Nichnas, there's a concept of Amirtas. And in a chinami, if that wouldn't exist, like in a case of a summa, we wouldn't allow that to happen. And therefore, in a chinami, that this is all a liba d'rabba, an indicator that that's indeed how we should ask. Okay. Tomorrow we'll just quickly, just go through that the Gemara of Mabez regarding Bavel, the diun of the Gemara, where the Gemara is again raising the fundamental issue, right, about what is the status of Bavel? Like Eretz Yisrael, not like Eretz Yisrael. realize that when we speak about this, that there are three possibilities, no? When you say, is it like regarding what? Regarding what? One is a get which is given within. Another is a get which is mimidin l'nima, from place to place. A third possibility is like our opening Mishnah, a get that comes from out to Eretz Yisrael. No? So the Gemara says the following, you know what? So what about Bavel? Is Bavel like Chutz Laretz? Is that Bos Benina? Is that Medina the Medina? Or is that, no, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? All three possibilities in the Rishonim. No? What exactly was the Diyun of the Gemara? And Kemet we'll go through fairly quickly. Right? I'll give you a brief Ramakamos, and then we'll do the Sugya of Avon Bebeza Sirtut. Now, fundamental Sugya, right? That when exactly is that necessary? For Kisvi HaKodesh, what the Dine Sirtut? And what's the difference between Kisvi HaKodesh as opposed to a Stami Geres that it sounds from our Gemara that requires that Sirtut is indeed. Okay, so we'll pick up.